Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
Into the second hour of the program. The toll-free number tonight is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. Coming up, we got to get to this conservative group of moms who are really mad over Burger King's use of the D word in a commercial, apparently. But we're still talking about money. We spent a good portion of the first. Yeah, we'll get into it. The good portion.
Novel?
Not that one. Oh. Good portion of the first. But I'm sure that would upset them too, knowing these people. But the first hour, we talked a lot about money and alternative currencies here on Free Talk Live, and it led me to a story I've been sitting on for a couple of days about China and their new, or soon-to-be-released, supposedly soon-to-be-released, digital currency. Of course, the news media is getting this wrong, and they're calling it a cryptocurrency, and we can talk about why that's wrong coming up here in a moment. But with you tonight, it's Ian.
Nobody. I've got something to say. It's better to burn out than to fade away. It's the captain.
And, yes, he is Captain Kickass. We're going to go, actually, to your calls here. In this case, we've got a call from the future where Mark Edge, our co-host, who has been traveling over the last 48 hours or so, is calling from Hong Kong. Hello, Mark.
Oh, can I get tomorrow's lottery numbers?
Do we have you? Mark, are you with us? Ah, too bad. I was giving him some assistance on changing his settings right before we went on the air, and maybe he changed them in the wrong way. I was instructing him on how to adjust his settings to where his voice activation would not be clipping him, but maybe he
missed the mark.
He might have slid the slider in the completely wrong direction. I told him to take it down. Maybe he took it all the way up. So we'll try to get him back on.
That's going
to
leave a mark.
We'll try to get him back a little bit later on. Toll-free number here. Vaginatarian.
Mark my words.
In the chat room on the Discord server says classic Mark.
Mark my words.
Screwing up the tech. It's going to be fun when he tries to put his broadcast set together when he gets to the Mariana Islands. I got everything labeled for him, though, so we'll see. I think I feel like he can do this.
Do they have duct tape in the Marianas Islands? I feel
so.
Like he's going to need it.
Yep. So anyway, we'll get back to him here when we can iron out whatever these difficulties are. The story coming from Decrypt.co, China's central bank has issued a paper stating that it has completed much of the development for its new digital currency, reporting according to local news outlet JRJ. The report says that the Chinese central bank has finished the top-level design for the currency. It has formulated the necessary standards, research and development, and completed testing for the currency, both as a substitution for base money and for anonymity. According to
substitution for anonymity?
No. Well, yeah.
Well, it's, yeah. I guess.
That's not how you read it.
Yeah, that sentence is weird.
According to the Chinese,
that was unintentional accuracy.
Yeah. The Chinese media site Caixing, the currency known as DCEP, will debut as a small scale experiment in Shenzhen and Suzhou. Observers said the cities were chosen because they are near to the central bank. Reporting Chinese crypto news site Jinz. The government has also piloted measures to restrict the withdrawal of physical money. State-run news agents, because they want you to get into their digital currency, they don't want you to get out of the digital currency.
You can get in, but you can't get out.
State-run.
And that's why I think that we should always be buying Bitcoin.
What do you mean?
Because it looks that way. If you're like, yeah, I'll sell it to you, but I don't want to buy it back.
Oh, you mean you should be buying it back from somebody to whom you've sold it, is what you're saying.
Yeah. See, I always think that I think that in terms of inspiring confidence, that goes a lot further than any gain the price gets by, you know, not wanting to trade it for dollars.
Yeah, I don't blame you for that. I don't think you're wrong for saying that. It's just that buying it back adds a level of complexity when you're doing it more on just the occasional, oh, hey, I'll buy that from you. But if you're doing it regularly for anybody that walks through the door, it gets a little bit more complicated, just as far as like if you're running a vending machine, for instance.
Regarding this Chinese digital currency, I'm reluctant to call it a cryptocurrency.
Yeah.
Because I don't know certain things.
Well, it's not a cryptocurrency.
Is it blockchain-based at all?
Why would it be?
Okay, so then in as much as the U.S. dollar
and even,
is
hold on,
already
even if it was
digital,
blockchain-based, what good would it be if it were blockchain but run by the government? Because they can still manipulate whatever.
No, I just wanted to know, like, so I feel like the term cryptocurrency is getting co-opted, and it is, right? So people are going to start calling things cryptocurrencies that are not.
Like the Facebook coin, Libra.
That is not a cryptocurrency.
Not yet. Right. It doesn't seem like it's going to be.
And
it doesn't
and exist I don't yet. Think like, it's going to be anything from...
You don't think it's going to come out?
But it's not looking good for them from everything I hear.
They did too much telegraphing on that. They should not have announced it. They should have just developed it and released it. But instead, they had to make a big to-do about it, and then the government got in.
It would have been
I'm wondering if that was a strategic play.
What would the benefit be of that?
Well, for one thing, it was only a matter of time before some big tech company floated this idea. So maybe the federal government wanted the most frightening company on earth to float it so they can shoot it down and everybody would cheer.
And that would put a dampener on anybody else doing the same thing, basically?
Exactly. So Google doesn't try it, or somebody more freaking competent than Facebook.
Yeah.
You know, nobody's going to buy a cryptocurrency from the company that is, when they're not selling your data, they're losing it.
Yeah. They have had some success with the, what do they call it, the marketplace? The Facebook marketplace.
I've heard
about that,
yeah.
And so, like, you know, as a business such as they are, their entire goal is to continue to forward, you know, the profit machine, right? Figure out where they can, you know, make more money and, you know, profit off of their enterprise. So that seems like it would sort of flow, right? Oh, they want to use their own cryptocurrency or their own digital currency to power their own marketplace to make it easier to trade between people. That makes sense. But my question all along has been, why? I mean, cryptocurrency in and of itself is permissionless. It never asked.
Right.
And it's never going to. And it doesn't care. Right? So, like,
it doesn't
why
care
would
who you are. You can
why
just
would
get
you,
some.
If I were Zuckerberg, I would have just developed the thing and released it.
That's what I, yeah.
Because he has the money to pay the developers, to bring on the brightest minds in the cryptocurrency world. Could have just kept, put them all
worst case, there might have been a few leaks, but it wouldn't have been the end of the world. It would have all been pure speculation.
Well, that was already coming, right? They were already kind of leaking.
But it wasn't a leak. No, it wasn't a leak. They put it out there.
No, but before that, right? There was some like...
Well, it was April of last year when they put it. There wasn't any real rumors before it came out that they were doing this.
Yeah.
It wasn't like a leak. It was, this is confirmed. Facebook is doing this. They announced their big consortium where they announced PayPal and they announced MasterCard.
But before that, there were rumors that Facebook was
maybe
dabbling in cryptocurrency. They hired, you know, some cryptocurrency guy and blah, blah, blah.
And that was the first thing that worried me about Libra in terms of its not going to come out is they had this huge lineup of people who were completely opposed to the existence of cryptocurrency and actively resisting it in every way they can. And, you know, it's like, you know, having the John Birch Society trying to get together and do real communism.
So I think we all agree that the Chinese currency, as well as the United States currency, is already digital.
Sure.
Right?
That's what you pay with your credit card.
Right. So what's the actual news?
Well, basically what they've probably done is written an online banking app, basically, that you can run on your Palm Pilot.
It just sounds to me like...
That's the question.
Well, they already have WeChat.
Denominated in yuan?
It sounds to me like it's a new way to get rid of cash.
They're not. I don't have that detail at this point, Rich. There are nobody. They're saying here they're calling it the DCEP, but I don't know what that really stands for or what it means or how many yuan it will be worth or whatever. But let's go on. Here's a little bit more. The government has piloted measures to restrict the withdrawal of physical money. State-run news agency Xinhua said the pilot is a measure to combat money laundering. Crypto analyst Dovey Wan tweeted that it's a precursor to test out the suitability of digital cash. And as you pointed out, they already have a digital form of currency over there. You can buy things with WeChat Pay and with Alipay. These are two digital forms that are very, very highly used in China. We can talk more about what their plans are coming up here in moments. 855-450-FREE if you want to join us.
Bitcoin.com has launched a trading platform at local.bitcoin.com, allowing you to buy or sell Bitcoin Cash via dozens of payment methods like PayPal, Venmo, bank deposit, remittances, or meeting in person with cash. There are no ID requirements to sign up for and use the site, and all communications between buyers and sellers are encrypted. Finally, a global trading platform that respects your privacy. Visit local.bitcoin.com to get started trading Bitcoin Cash. Local.bitcoin.com. Have you heard of LibertyCon? LibertyCon is not only a convention with great speakers like Whole Foods CEO and co-founder John Mackey and Nobel Prize winner Vernon Smith, but it's also unique because you get a chance to network with more than 70 pro-liberty organizations, one-on-one for the purpose of career advancement, business, and internship opportunities. April 3rd through 5th in Washington, D.C. You can learn more by visiting LibertyCon.com and use code FTL for a $10 discount on your registration. That's LibertyCon.com.
The next generation wallet is coming from Divvy. In just a few taps, you'll be able to send, earn, spend, and exchange digital money in seconds. Send money around the globe with only a swipe. Instantly exchange between Divvy, Bitcoin, and fiat right in the mobile app and withdraw directly to your bank account. Divvy already offers the first one-tap solution for earning passive income with crypto. Multi-tiered masternodes allow everyone to partake in the network. Visit DivvyProject.org. DivvyProject.org. I can definitely say that I have found the best cryptocurrency wallet. Certainly the best named one. I'm Mark Edge, and I love the Edge wallet. I've been using it for the last few months. You can buy, sell, trade, and hold your cryptocurrency securely. I trust my holdings of all the major cryptocurrencies to Edge wallet, and you should too. No long phrases to memorize, just a username and password. Secure your freedom with Edge wallet. Get it now on Apple or Android in the App Store or at edge.app.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks, so it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
If you talk, your name will hear you.
Oh, no.
Why are we getting killed like this?
Kyle's not here. Got caught drinking beer in the park a couple of nights ago.
Really?
Yeah. Zero tolerance. He's out for the season.
Harsh.
Hey, he knew not to drink. We've made that clear to all of our kids, right?
No, not really.
Bill, if we don't tell them what we expect and why they shouldn't drink, how are they going to know?
Talk. They hear you.
Yeah, you can do it if you try.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. number here is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. We have the Discord call-in line rooms at discord.lrn.fm. With you in the studio tonight, it's Ian.
Nobody.
And I'm all right. Don't nobody worry about me.
We weren't.
It's the captain.
But we're glad you're here.
I meant that specifically for nobody.
Yes. And the wallet, by the way. I want you to know about this. You can use it to buy, sell, trade, and securely hold cryptocurrencies like Bitcoin, BTC, Dash, Ethereum, Bitcoin Cash, tokens, Monero, Ripple, Stellar, Ravencoin, and not the Chinese commie coin. You cannot use that in Edge Wallet. And hopefully you'll never be able to, because it's not a real cryptocurrency. But Edge is great because they got a veteran team behind it. They've been building crypto wallets since 2014. It's user-controlled, meaning you control your money, not some bureaucrat somewhere who can pull a lever and make it so you can't get access to your coins. So you have full access. It's iOS and Android devices, so whichever one you got, there's an Edge wallet waiting for you in your app or Play Store. Just go and download it. Or if you want to learn more about it, before you download it, go to edge.app, and they'll tell you about the technology behind it there. That's E-D-G-E, edge.app. And we were talking about this China coin that they say is on the verge of coming out. The story from decrypt.co, the government of China saying it's almost ready. Now, what that actually means, it could be months down the road, it could be another year, but they want you to believe it's imminent. And they're talking about ways to restrict the physical withdrawal or the withdrawal of physical money, meaning they want people to get into this state coin, but they don't want them to get out of it.
That phrasing just...
Is there an exchange rate established with the petro yet?
That's an excellent question. It's supposed
Ask
to be
them how many petros the one of these
the China coins
digiwans worth.
Yeah, well, that was interesting. So I'm glad you brought that up, nobody, because I had a contact recently, and I'm trying to remember if it was email or if it's somebody who sent me a message on Discord. Yeah, it was Discord, and I'll just read this statement here from Feliz Caracas. He writes to me. He says, "Hi, Ian. I've been living in Venezuela during the past 9 months, and the last 2 weeks, I've been assisting in a bakery to accept the petro, registered on an exchange, traded petro for Bitcoin, and cashed out. I can answer any question regarding the petro and Venezuelan crypto adoption. I've seen all the systems they're using, how people are lining up to spend their petro, and how merchants are accepting it. Now, mind you, this is the first I have heard about this, and we've looked."
Yeah, I was going to say, yeah.
"We've looked, and we've looked, and we've tried to understand where this petro is, how it's available, how one can get it, if it's even possible. The last we had heard, they were issuing paper certificates for the petro." You know, it was just a mess.
Well, that gives us like a dozen questions to send this guy. Let's see what he says.
Well, I told him, well, let me finish what he says here. He says, I would like to share these real insights with the community, as the information about the petro is often extremely biased. And it does seem that way. I can also tell you about my general experience in Venezuela as I've been living in various places, connecting with various classes of the population. I would be very interested." I told him, "Hey, you know, we're on 7 to 10 at night, 7 nights a week. Please call in whenever is good for you."
Right.
So I don't know when or if he's actually going to call, but that's the first person we've heard of saying that they've actually had possession of a petro.
Yeah, I've never heard of anybody having a wallet with a petro or a wallet that would hold petro or anything like that. I've not seen an exchange with petro on it, as far as a crypto exchange is concerned, and I would assume that's where it would be traded. So, yeah, I don't know. And going back to the wording of your article, just the way the words were strung together made me think that this might be... it sounds like they're trying to wrap getting rid of cash into this thing.
Sure,
like
why not?
The cashless society, right? That's the government's dream.
Isn't that what they ultimately want to do in all governments everywhere? Is get rid of cash? That way they can track every transaction? That's the benefit to them of running a system like this. But that also makes one of the upcoming statements even more confusing. So we'll get a little deeper here into the story. But addressing concerns that the DCEP, which is what they're going to be calling this thing, will be used as a mechanism for financial surveillance, Mu Changchun, who leads the bank's Digital Currency Research Institute, told an audience at a conference in Singapore in November, quote, "We know the demand from the general public is to keep anonymity by using paper money and coins. We will give those people who demand it anonymity in their transactions. I don't believe it.
How are they going to do that?
I don't believe it. The answer is that's not going to be a possibility. I don't know why they're saying that.
I mean, unless they give everybody the privacy within their coin, right? If they develop the coin in such a way that it is a privacy coin.
But they won't, because that would require them to release the code to the coin.
Right.
Would require them to be able to allow people to, you know, sort of roll their own, take the code and generate their own executable from it or whatever, right? It would require them to have to give this data out to people, and a closed system like states create is not going to do that kind of thing.
Right, and it violates the five pillars, too, right?
So the
five pillars is what Andreas talks about, the five things that make a cryptocurrency.
Can you recap those?
Yeah. Open, borderless, decentralized, neutral, and censorship-resistant. Well, already
it violates all of them.
Already, it's not borderless.
Yeah.
Right? It's not open, obviously, if they're going to keep the code to themselves, right? It's not neutral.
Yeah.
Right? It's not decentralized, and it's not censor. Well, it might be censorship-resistant. We don't know what the other qualities of it are.
Well, it's being run by the censors, so...
Yeah.
I'm going to guess no.
They're going to make it so that if they want to freeze... If you are a Chinese dissident, and you have a wallet on this system, and it's got some China coin in it, or DCEP, and they decide that you are bad boy, Captain Kickass,
Captain
and they're going to punish
man.
You, they're going to punish you, they'll just go ahead and freeze your account.
Right. Switch. You're off. You don't exist anymore.
Yeah, and it won't be like they have to now, where they have to call a bank up and say, hey, can you freeze Captain Kickass's account, which the banks will always do. Now they'll just go ahead and freeze you. So they've cut out the middleman in that case. They can just do their dirty work immediately.
Right.
And more efficiently and effectively in that case. I don't believe this for a moment that they're going to have anonymous transactions on this network. Maybe they'll have some sort of fake anonymous thing like, yeah, just check this box and you're anonymous.
I would expect there to be just a back door in it so that, you know, it keeps your friends from seeing the outgoing transaction, but if the government wants to see it, I will bet they'll be able to.
It's anonymous to anybody you use it to pay, except for the government. Right.
Maybe. You might be onto something there, and that would be sort of kind of true. It would make her statement kind of true.
They'd at least, in one context, be okay using the word anonymous.
The publication, according to the story here at Decrypt.co, of the central bank's latest report follows an announcement by the Chinese government this week that it could launch a nationwide blockchain network called BSN. Emphasis on the BS.
That's immediately what I thought.
Yeah.
BSN.
BS.
If the last
network.
Word is network.
Yeah. As soon as April, the initiative is separate to the digital currency, but supported by large payments companies such as China Mobile, China UnionPay, and China Merchants Bank. And others. So there's not much more to this story, just basically beyond the claim that they're going to make some sort of a claim to anonymous transactions on a state-run coin, and the state coin is claiming that they're almost ready.
That's a more accurate term, state coin.
Yeah. Toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. However, if they do this and they're successful with actually making this thing come out, they will likely be, unless you count the Petro, which it's hard to really count the Petro for anything, they'll be the first state to do it.
What is it costing you in vet bills for that convenience of just pulling open a bag of
formulated, extruded, processed cereal bits that cost a ton of money anyways?
How do you feed your dog to derive not only energy, but a good coat, bright eyes, and a great attitude?
Come to Dinovite for help.
Dinovite .com.
I found his raw meat diet on Dinovite.com.
With just the raw meat and the eggs and the Dinovite and the Super Omega on top of it.
Try Super Omega fish oil.
Buy two, get one free.
Ground beef, white rice, eggs, including the shells, and the Dinovite supplement, and then the Lico Chops.
Try Lico Chops. Buy two, get one free.
It just balances out his body and his mind and his spirit.
Adding Dinovite to their diet has every single dog in my kennel looking better than they have ever looked.
Their skin is so much better now that they're on the raw diet. I don't even give them the kibble anymore.
Dinovite.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell says he's glad House Speaker Nancy Pelosi has ended a one-woman blockade on moving articles of impeachment to the Senate. The Kentucky Republican opened the Senate on Monday by saying,
Well, I'm glad the Speaker finally realized she never had any leverage in the first place to dictate Senate procedure to senators and is giving in to bipartisan pressure to move forward.
Attorney General Bill Barr says the murders that took place at a Pensacola Naval Air Station in Florida in December were an act of terrorism.
This was an act of terrorism. The evidence shows that the shooter was motivated by jihadist ideology.
The Attorney General continues,
after Al-Samrani entered the building and cased the facility, he proceeded to walk around, shooting down his unarmed victims in cold blood.
And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Our U.S. Constitution is amazing. It's full of what's called negative rights, designed to protect us from the corrupt powers of a dictatorship.
Like our right to worship our own God, not some official state religion.
Our right to prevent the government from seizing our property without paying fair market value for it.
Or our right to be tried by a jury of our peers, people like us, not by some star tribunal.
And that's why America has become the richest, most just society in the world.
Other countries force so-called positive rights onto their citizens. These enable one group to take from another group their free speech, money, and choice by using government force. Socialists love wielding this power over people.
Sometimes we take our freedoms for granted, but we can lose our Bill of Rights and our Constitution and become like Venezuela or North Korea, failed, brutal socialist regimes.
We need your help to spread the good news about our amazing U.S. Constitution. Help us take back America. Go to OurAmericanRights.com.
Brought to you by the American Media Council.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. And enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything you want here. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. And by the way, all this talk about Bitcoin, we've driven the price up, gentlemen. The price has gone up in the last hour. By the way, with you in the studio tonight, it's Ian.
Nobody.
And the captain.
Yeah, last hour, Bitcoin's up 2.38%, up almost $200.
All right, what's it at now?
8,360.
Very well.
8,360. So you can bring up whatever you want here. We've been trashing on the China coin thing that they're supposedly going to be coming out with sometime soon. We don't know.
State coin.
Yeah, we don't know how soon that's going to be. But if they do manage to come out with this thing, then they will hold the claim to of being the first state in, you know, the first nation state, which, of course, you know, we all want to abolish those things, but they'll be the first one to do their own currency, their own digital currency. And, I mean, that's a claim to fame to some extent.
Well, not if the Petro's out there.
But that's the thing. You can't even tell if the Petro's out there. There are people who say it is, but, you know, they're not getting it.
In my mind, it's a non-accomplishment because their currency is already digital.
You mean the Chinese currency?
Yeah. I mean,
well,
all state
coins more control.
All state currencies are currently digital, at least more so than they are physical.
Yeah, that's
right?
True.
There's not enough dollars in the world to satisfy all of the dollars that are in, quote, circulation, unquote. Right? There's not a one-for-one relationship. In fact, there's a very small percentage of actual cash that exists in relation to the number of zeros in everybody's bank accounts.
You know, if you want more businesses accepting Bitcoin Cash and Dash, well, turn to AnyPay because they make it easy for local businesses to accept those things, those cryptocurrencies. And now you can actually earn passive income for every purchase made in those cryptocurrencies at your local businesses that you bring on board. So if you make it happen, you get the rewards now with AnyPay's new ambassador program. What you do is you download the AnyPay Cash Register app on iOS or Android, set it up for yourself. So you put your own crypto wallet addresses in the back end of your account on AnyPay. And then you sign up your business, get them to download the AnyPay Cash Register app, the, whatever local business it is you want to get on board, you know, local coffee shop or whatever. And then you let AnyPay know at AnyPayInc.com. Tell them what you did at AnyPayInc.com. Let's go to Mark, who I believe we have a mostly working connection with him now at this point. He's on hotel Wi-Fi calling us in Hong Kong. Mark.
From the future.
Hey, there you are, and I think you're 13 hours into the future, so it's already tomorrow.
Nice.
Where you are. So how goes it? It sounds like you made it through the communist customs. Okay, I presume.
I found communist customs. I'm in Hong Kong.
So wait, they're not being run by the Chinese. The customs there is not being run by the Chinese government?
Well, I couldn't tell you that for sure, mm-hmm. but I can tell you that coming into Hong Kong was pretty much better than coming into the U.S.
Really?
No TSA?
Faster.
Yeah, Hong Kong is theoretically self-governing, although China exercises a lot of influence in their politics.
Well, I've got two interviews scheduled for today with different protesters, and I was out on the Edgington Post in the near future.
Nice.
And the Edgington Post is a podcast series that you do where you kind of just interview people you want to talk to because we don't really do interviews on Free Talk Live very often. And that gives you the ability to talk to whoever you want. And you're there in Hong Kong for the next few days. I heard you're going to be taken around on a tour by some of the folks from the Epoch Times.
A tour. They're going to be setting me up with protesters, and you know, I was told where one was going to be yesterday, but I was kind of stuck and wasn't able to go. But hopefully we'll see something in the next day or two.
Do you know anything about what's been going on? I mean, we haven't heard too much recently here about, you know, the ongoing conflicts between the Chinese government, central government, and the protesters there.
There seems to have been some ramping down of the most the violence of conflicts, or if you want to use that terminology, but it's still there's still protests going on, and these people still want more freedom.
So, I mean, you've only been there for, what, like a day now? Is this day number two for you?
Yeah, I showed up about 24 hours ago.
Mm-hmm. Any observations? I mean, Hong Kong's a big city. It's an international city. There's a lot of languages there. Just some first things that kind of, you know, you might want to share out with our listeners.
And Mexico, not as clean as New York City.
We missed the first few words there. What about Mexico? Cleaner than Mexico? It didn't.
Cleaner than Mexico, yeah.
Cleaner than. All right. Cool. And
I would say that the section of town that I'm in, it's not that I've never seen a white guy,
yeah.
but rare enough that they'll stop and take a look.
Wow, really?
Huh.
That's surprising. Yeah. What's it called, the section of town that you're in?
Kowloon?
I've heard of it.
Perhaps.
I've heard of it, Kowloon. Very cool.
I like the word. Yeah. I don't know what else to say about it. It's been really great, and everybody's been very kind to me. The worst thing I can possibly say about what happened is I may have overpaid for a pound of cherries.
Oh, okay. Could be worse. Could be a lot worse.
Yes, and if I overpaid, I overpaid by like $1.50.
Gotcha. Do you feel different as a minority now?
I like it. It's nice.
No, I remember we've heard about, years ago we talked about Hong Kong here on Free Talk Live, you know, sort of around the time when, or it was closer to the changeover, I guess it was 1997, we weren't on the air yet at that point, but the old claim was if you were going to be a waitress in Hong Kong, you had to know like 3 to 5 languages at minimum. So it was a very highly competitive environment, even for the most low skill. What we would traditionally consider, oh, well, anybody could be a waitress. Well, in America, that's true. But there, you're in high competition. So has there been a lot of English around you?
Or another way to look at it is, in that particular city, waitressing is a high skill job.
Yeah. But that's just it. There aren't any low-skill jobs that deal with other people, right? Like, you've got to be able to interact with an international community of tourists and business people that are there. So, mm-hmm. I mean, have you had a lot of English being spoken around you?
Yeah, I would go so far as to say that that the amount of language they know doesn't necessarily dictate their skill level.
Mm-hmm.
That most people know some English. And I'm talking about the oldest people I've talked to here can figure out what I'm talking about. They know enough rudimentary English. They can say thank you and things like that. They can figure out that I want a pound of cherries and one banana, not a bunch. So it's going pretty well.
So we've been talking about cryptocurrency here tonight. Have you seen? I remember when I was in Tokyo, there were advertisements for Bitcoin that were actually in the streets in one of the sections of town. Have you seen any, Bitcoin or cryptocurrency related signage or billboards or activity or anything that was obvious?
No, and my normal activity of asking people, "You take Bitcoin?" I've suspended here because the communication is just too difficult.
Interesting. All right. Anything else you want to share tonight about your journey so far? It's still relatively early, and you got more to do.
No, I think this is really awesome. I can't wait to get these protesters on the mic and find out what's going on with them.
Cool. Hey, thanks for taking time out of your morning to call in, and we'll hear from you again, I'm sure, before you head to the Mariana Islands, which is your next step on the journey, coming up later this week.
Thank you.
Thanks, Mark. It's Mark Edge.
Safe journey, Mark.
Yep, Free Talk Live co-host going to the Mariana Islands. After he's done in Hong Kong, he's going to be there for an indeterminate amount of time. I mean, I've been saying he's moving to the Mariana Islands.
It's so cool, though. Like, just...
It's actually going to be hot in the Mariana Islands.
Well, okay, but like, he's on an adventure, yeah. Right? You know, he's out doing the thing. He's going to end up in arguably the least governed possession of the United States of America, as near as I can tell.
That's the claim, yep.
And get together with some other people that are into the cryptocurrency and try
to make... At least one other guy.
try to somehow make a go of that. I mean, that's as, pioneering and pilgriming as... Like, a guy can get this these days, unless, of course, you're trying to go to outer space.
Well, yeah, and he is going to what's called the Crypto Frontier.
Right.
So that's the name of this new project, and it is pretty early. And it is really a frontier.
And hopefully he doesn't...
Does he need a programmer for this?
Hopefully he doesn't die of dysentery.
Ooh, yeah, don't drink the water out there.
It's no Oregon Trail.
So we got more coming up. You can join us here. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. And you can bring up whatever's on your mind. We'll talk about the D word. Some people are really upset in the year 2020.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for Life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for Life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can take control of the airwaves here. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. We're going to talk about the D word coming up. Some moms are apparently very upset at Burger King over one of their commercials. But first, in the studio with you tonight, it's Ian.
Nobody.
And I am the ape man. I am the walrus.
Cuckoo, ka-choo.
No, I'm Captain Kickass. Very good.
AnyPay, we already told you about them. Hey, Divi, I want you to know about this. The next generation wallet is coming from Divi. In just a few taps, you'll be able to spend, earn, store, and exchange digital money in seconds. Divi says you'll be able to send money around the globe in only a swipe and instantly exchange between Divi, Bitcoin, and fiat currencies like the dollar in the mobile app, and then withdraw directly to your bank account. There's no need to wait, however, because Divi already offers the first one-tap solution for earning passive income with their multi-tiered masternodes, allowing anyone to earn by supporting the Divi network. When the new Divi wallet launches, because of Divi's relationship with Western Union, Divi will be in 200 countries, including the United States. You can learn more at DiviProject.org. That's DiviProject.org. As we continue, we're going to go to your calls and thoughts, and then we'll get into the Burger King controversy here in moments. But first, Patrick is on the line watching us on DLive. Go ahead, Patrick.
Hello. Hey, listen. Am I on the radio right now?
You are on the radio. Yes, sir.
Oh, my goodness. I'm so excited. Hey, listen. I have to make an apology to that fellow from MyPillow.
Okay.
At first, I got my MyPillow for Christmas. And I don't think I threw the instructions away. I did.
Uh-oh. I admit. All right. Well, it's not that complicated.
Mistake. Big mistake.
Put your mind on it and sleep.
Did you have a dream about eating a giant marshmallow and you woke up and your pillow was gone?
I didn't adjust the pillow correctly. And at first I didn't like it. Now that I've adjusted it, the best pillow I've ever had.
Oh, interesting. So I love the MyPillow, I got to say. And, you know, they don't pay me to endorse it. It's a great product. Sorry.
Well, they paid somebody because I heard an ad.
No. Those are what they call in the business per acquisition ads, meaning that you only get paid if somebody buys.
Obviously, you got a way bigger brain than me because I don't know nothing about that. But anyway, all I'm saying is that my pillow, now that I've adjusted it, is much better. What I'd like to talk to you guys about is individualism versus collectivism.
Okay.
And the morality of that. So do you, it's easy to I used to be a libertarian just like you guys,
you're the guy who called in a few nights ago saying that you used to be libertarian. I find folks like you fascinating.
Well, it's not like I found some other solution, right? Anyway, back to my point. So, do you believe that there is moral good and evil?
Well, that's an interesting question. I think most of the people who are doing what I would consider to be evil believe they're doing good. I think that they believe that they're helping, that they believe that the things that they're doing are going to make society better, and that they're doing them for what they believe are the right reasons, but ultimately their means are corrupted. That's what I believe. Now, nobody, what do you think about that?
The phrase that sprung to mind was those who can make you believe absurdities can make you commit atrocities. You know, I think it's
that's well said. Yeah.
I think it's a lot easier to trick people down a purportedly good moral path than to sell people on the idea of just let's go be flat out evil.
But are the people who are doing the, you're using the term trick, so are the people who are doing the tricking, are they evil? Do they think they're evil and they're trying to recruit people?
I think that if you're a very intelligent person and you're near the top of this system, then, and you're still doing it, mm-hmm. then I would say you have to be evil. If you have the capacity to understand what the system is doing, and operate the system,
am I muted?
Nope, you're right here. Go ahead.
Lacking a moral compass, right? That's what we call evil, right? Like, we all know, me and you, I've never met you, but I assume you know how to treat people, right and wrong. You know, the golden rule, I suppose.
Sure. Do unto others, and right, yeah.
I use a derivative of that. I assume that other people are living by the golden rule and doing unto me as they want me to do unto them. So I do unto them as they do unto me, and that way they get what they want.
that's a twisted version of the golden rule, sir.
I'm a twisted individual.
You don't do unto others as they do unto you. You do unto others as you would have done unto yourself.
I'll do unto others before they get a chance to do unto me.
Patrick, I want to give Captain Kickass a chance to answer your question
evil. I'll be quiet.
I know that evil exists, and I know that good exists based on my experiences. I have experienced what I will call good. I have also experienced what I will call evil. What creates those? What conditions do they fall under? I mean, that's all subject to individual interpretation. But I will say that the evil that I have seen and experienced, the people, and I'm talking about like the most evil things, the people conducting the evil were fully aware that what they were doing was less than moral.
Really?
Yeah. Okay.
I could taste the evil. How did it taste?
I've seen evil personified, so it's, you know, it's a subject near and dear to my heart.
All right, so Patrick, where are you going with this question?
I guess my point is that in a pure like libertarian like anarcho-capitalist society, there's a need for the general populace to be basically moral.
And I think they basically are. I think most people are generally good. And I think that's the reason why we have as peaceful of a society as we do, and as the reason why we have as an effective and productive of a society as we do. People aren't out there, you know, robbing everybody blind left and right and attacking and pillaging and raping. And it's not because there's some cops, you know, somewhere in the vicinity. It's because that's the that it benefits people to be good to one another. It benefits people to treat each other fairly and honestly.
If I may,
please.
I'm sorry, I don't mean to interrupt, but and I'm going to sound like a leftist here. That's a privileged opinion. You're seeing it from a person who doesn't live in the less agency parts of the world. That's fine. In Oviedo, Florida, where I'm close to, it's all, you know, upper middle class. The cops don't have to do anything. They just sit around and write speeding tickets. But in Baltimore,
So you're saying that in some parts of the world, there's more crime than in others.
Mm-hmm.
Things are
very peaceful. I'm going to give you another example of this. In Acapulco, Mexico, where I've gone for the last few years, we're not going this year, by the way, to Anarchapulco. We just couldn't make the. It just didn't work out.
Why would you ever go to Mexico?
There was a great party that was thrown down there.
It's the most violent place on the planet.
Right? That's what everybody says. But, hey, guess what? When you're in Acapulco, the most violent place, one of the most, you know, the murder capital or whatever of Mexico, or certainly one of the most violent places in Mexico, Guerrero province or Guerrero state, very, very high crime rate compared to the other states in Mexico, it's still peaceful. Day in, day out, for the most part. If you're not involved in drug dealing, and competing with the cartels, the odds are good. You're probably not going to get into any kind of, fracas.
Okay, but I'm not trying to be disrespectful here, and I promise you, I've been listening to y'all's radio show on DLive for like a couple weeks. I've called in the last couple days.
Mm-hmm.
But listen, did you try to project any power?
Well, the thing is, certainly
I'm sorry, I interrupted.
You don't have to keep apologizing. Let's just keep going with the conversation.
Certainly you need the ability to project power, and that was something I was going to mention that hasn't come up yet, is in an ANCAP society, it's quite likely, especially at first, that everybody would be walking around armed. So your first level of defense, your first ability to project power would be having a personal firearm and knowing how to use it.
Which you cannot do in Acapulco. And Patrick, if you want to keep discussing this, we can hang on to you. Stand by, because last time when you called, we had full phones and we had to let you go after a segment. But right now, we don't have anybody else on the line, so I want to keep this conversation going. We'll continue here if Patrick wants to stick with us through the news into hour number three.
Hang out.
I think it's an interesting discussion. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, but guns are not legal for the average person to carry around. Certainly tourists can't be, you know, walking around with them in Mexico, but yet for the most part, you know, everybody gets along. It's Free Talk Live.
Are you able to set your own schedule, work, play, or sleep whenever you want 7 days a week? Are you free to date whomever you want, even if you're already married? I'm Caleb Jones, and I've taught hundreds of thousands of men how to create low-work, high-income businesses and how to date women under your terms. Watch our free, on-demand replay training with me so you can learn how to create location-independent income and date women the way you want. Go to alpha.freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live is now on more than 200 radio stations nationwide. We've had more than 18 million podcast downloads, and we claim millions of listens a month. We're a multimedia ad venue with print, email, web, and terrestrial radio marketing platforms. We strive to have ad packages that cater to advertisers big and small. Contact me today at marketfreetalklive.com to see what we can do for you. Marketfreetalklive.com. If you're a local advertiser, contact this station. But if you can service a national audience, contact me, marketfreetalklive.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.